Disclaimer, this show contains coarse language, terrible banter, and mature themes which may not be suitable for younger audiences. Parental guidance is advised.
Good morning, everybody. It is Thursday, the 21st of March,
2020. Once again, the boys on deck today, and we get into a whole bunch of mischief on the show. It was a banger.
It was a banger. It always is.
Indeed. Now, we're talking off air, bro. Do you want to bring up what you were going to talk about, bro? That damn article.
Okay. I found an article online. Okay, and it's, you know, sometimes, you know, when we're out here, scouring the internet for content to talk about on the show, I found one that I knew for a fact was no chance we could say it on air.
Why not?
I mean, maybe soon I'll say it.
Oh.
Yeah, when... But here's the thing, right?
Yeah.
Sometimes we, you know, we've got to be a bit careful what we choose. But this one, I was like, I'm going to bring this up. And we're going to have a talk about
it. We're going to have a little chatty chat. What is it, bro? Give me a rundown.
There's a woman in the UK, and she goes by the name of Annie Charlotte.
Franny Schmeller.
Well, hey, it's like that.
Franny Schmeller.
Okay.
Annie Charlotte.
Yeah, she, and for our female audience that are listening, you know, I'm sorry, I had to bring this up. Annie Charlotte in Surrey. She has two private parts. She has two. She gets two.
She got two fannies.
She got two vaginas.
Annie the two fanny girl.
Yeah, and well, it's funny that you bring that up because that's her name online.
Damn,
the two P word princess.
Wow, two pussy princess.
Okay, Regan said it, not me.
Wow, that is crazy, bro. Was she born like that?
Yeah, she's got a disease.
Oh, disease.
A disability? No.
She's
got a disease.
Whoa.
She's got that disease right there.
I wouldn't call it a disease, baby. I'd call it a blessing.
It's not a weakness, it's a strength, baby. So yeah,
so she was born like that though, right?
Yeah, but
not
she
surgically
now,
done.
No, not. I don't know if you can get that.
I don't know either.
She can have two periods.
She can have two. Wow, that's a lot.
Yeah, so she gets a. I don't know if they're.
Does she get twice as grumpy?
Yeah, I don't know.
Dang.
I don't know, but I'm gonna find out sooner or later.
Oh well,
once payday comes.
Damn, nah, I think yeah. So she's got two set of everything. Then.
Yeah, two ovaries, two cervix,
two uteruses. That means she has the chance of having two babies.
Yeah, she can have two babies at the same time with two different people.
Holy heck, she could have one set could be a twin.
Man, she could have four. She could have. Imagine having 12 in there. She have a six tuplet.
Holy, I don't think they can fit that many, but come on, leg is the possibilities, right?
Yeah.
Damn.
So she also has two boyfriends.
Obviously, yeah.
So she says that, like, you know, that's because it's not cheating.
Oh, is it? Is it?
It's not cheating if you have two boyfriends.
Damn, but you're kissing the two boyfriends with one mouth. Hey.
But they're...
Damn, I wonder how that works, eh?
Yeah, it's crazy, eh?
It'll be crazy having us two boyfriends and two entry points.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah. I don't know if it's a... And the one go thing.
Oh, obvious, probably not. Maybe. Who knows? I know people get freaky like that and try and do kind of things like that.
But I don't think there's enough room to fit.
Is she going on on the net? Is she jumping on the spicy
she's
links?
On the spicy links, man.
Right now.
Yeah.
Or she's jumping on.
That's what I'm saying. But payday's tomorrow for me.
Yeah, man, I've got to support local businesses. I tell you that.
I'm actually from Surrey in the UK.
So. I imagine the boyfriends though, like
yeah, it's my turn. Which one is mine?
What's Greg been doing in my...
Yeah, hey, this
on
is...
my side of the field, eh? You tell Greg to get the hell off that side, eh?
Yeah.
Head up, Greg.
Keep to your... Yeah. Hey, Greg, don't ever do that again, mate.
You fucking... I seen it, bro.
I
smelt it.
I know you've been in the... I know you've been in the fridge.
I smelt it, bro. You've been on my side of the fence again, eh?
Fucking hell.
You've been on my side of the bush.
So that's just...
Hey. You little fucking cunt. If I fucking see you on the... If I see a little trace... A little trace on... Of yours on my side of the bush... You're fucking getting it, cunt.
See, this is the best best thing. This is the best. This is the best thing with me and Regan. If people listen and they're like, this is why I like Regan and Tim, because my job is to egg the bro on, and I just set him up.
Damn,
I just throw that alley oop and I let him dunk it. No. And I'm happy with the pass. I'm happy with the alley oop.
You set me up for failure.
No, I set you up for greatness, my friend.
And then you know what? The worst part is when they're like trying to figure out whose baby is whose. Because you were jumping on my side of the bush, and then you. That's your baby on my side of the bush. Now I've got to use your side.
Yeah, and who pays for the child support? That's what I'm saying.
Oh, man. This opens up a whole bunch of cans.
Open up a hole, you said. Hey, it's not payday yet, bro. Relax.
Is this a common
thing? Nah, it's very, very rare.
Very rare. Dang.
Oh, that's the other thing. It's got a funny name. Hold up. I'm going to bring it up. It's got a really funny name to
Finish
it.
Miller. Finish Miller.
Fuck, that joke is so old, but
I just like the word.
Fucking amazingly.
The word is funny. Okay, what's the name?
So it's called Uterus Diddlefies.
Uterus
Diddlefeast.
Oh, damn.
Uterus Diddlefeast.
Ah.
I'm showing him. Uterus Diddlefeast.
Wow, that is crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, and she's a model, right?
She's on the corn stars.
She's breaking into the adult industry. Oh, okay. I will not be looking that up anytime on my computer.
Quack. Excuse you. Okay, thanks everybody. Now you can complain to our bosses for this one. I've got a feeling this podcast's not coming out. I'm just saying it.
Who knows?
Hey, it was fun though.
Hey, it was good.
Hey, if you wanted to listen to us live, 103.8 New FM, Tamaki Pakoto, everywhere else it's iHeartRadio, and we'll catch you guys tomorrow.
See ya!
Running Amok, The Morning Shack with Tim Reeves and Gary.
Damn.
It's the Morning Shack, everybody. Good morning for Thursday, the 21st of March, 2020.
Full. We're steeping down, man. We're getting that much closer to the weekend for your Thursday.
Yes, sir.
Oh, my gosh. Hope everybody's ready to roll, man. Thank you so much for tuning in already.
Let's get it, man. It's, it's 6 o'clock. You're getting out of bed. You're getting ready to roll. And the Morning Shack is here to bring the laughs.
Mm-hmm. You may have forgotten us over yesterday. So, you know what? It's time to reintroduce ourselves, man. I go by the name of Regan, a.k.a. Robin Hood Reeves. But see the game, baby.
Give me the news, baby. Give me the news.
It's Nana's ex-boyfriend. How's she been? How's she doing?
Why are you not picking her up for Halsey?
No, I'm not picking you up for Halsey and Polyfest either, Nance. All right. It's the Big Tech, Big Smoke, a.k.a. the new way Super Saiyan, a.k.a. Quagmire, baby. Let's giggity-giggity-get it. Who the hell are you, bro?
They call me Young Pitapit, baby, a.k.a. Gladywap, a.k.a. Tin for your Timmy. You know why, baby? Because I wrap that game up, baby. They call me Timmy, Tui, Vasa. Young Dowson, baby, I spit hot for ya.
Yogurt Flea.
Perfect. Timmy Alfuego pulling up with 40, which is Shorty and the Gooniest of the Goon Scroll.
Hey, you go.
Oh, my check.
I tell you, man, it's getting colder and colder. I had to put the heat on full-on blast this morning. Oh, my gosh. Right on the toes, too. Oh. And I don't know why I'm wearing shorts this morning, either.
I think shorts is just the go-to, though.
Oh, you know what? You got to pay for the price, though, which is the coldness rubbing against your legs, man. Oh. What have we got to hit me on up today,
we got some Tupac today.
Oui.
Okay, we got some Tupac, and as soon as it hits, you know which one it is.
Oh. Let's go. Wake it up. Hey.
Get off the table with your Seawalks, Regan. Put your shoes back on.
Sorry, my bad. California. Knows how to party. Hey, California knows how to party in the city.
Building a mangaree
in the city.
Papa Tui
in the city.
Ooh,
city of Compton,
city of Rewa.
Keep it rocking.
Hey.
scared.
Everybody to the wild, wild south. That's a nudge like alienness. The track hits your eardrum like a slug to your chest. Like a vest for your Jimmy in the city. We in the sunshine state for the bomb as MV. The state where you never find a dance floor empty. Intensity
on a mission for them greens. Leave me money making machines serving fiends. I've been in the game for 10 years making rap tunes. Ever since hundreds were wearing tattoos. Now everybody five and they got me to watch me rhyme and shine. Looking like a Rob Liberace. It's all good from Diego to the Bay. Your city is the bomb if your city make it pay. Ooh, put up your finger if you feel the same way. Straight putting it down for California. California, California.
Start a party.
Knows how to party.
Ooh.
Oh my gosh.
LA, baby.
Damn. You know what we're doing right now, man. We catching up, seeing what everybody got to. A lot up to after workies.
Yeah.
How did it all go, bro? What'd you get up to yesterday, man?
Went for some shopping. Some food shopping.
Damn.
Had that satay noodle house.
Oi! Their wonton soup.
I had their wonton soup, my
brother. Oh,
way. And I put on a my bro bun, hook it up with the extra wontons, and the brother did it.
Because you put the satay sauce on the
No. Hey, if you're listening, bro, don't ever put that satay sauce on there again, okay? They ruined it for me.
You owe me another bowl, man.
Yeah, come on now. That's why the extra wontons is to make up for it, all right? But no, bro, like, just...
You went to the gym, pulled out the guns.
All right, yeah, bro. Yeah.
Flexed out your guns.
Flexed out. You know, I've just been working on the calf muscles, raising it up.
Yeah, man.
Yeah,
that's good.
Working on the back.
Working on the shoulders.
Working on the shoulders, brother. Yeah, no.
Came out guns blazing at the gym.
Yeah, bro. Pretty much.
No.
What about you, Reese?
I was at the Polyfest yesterday for the speeches. Man, it's so good to see, like, because we're mainly around the diversity stage. And, man, you know what? The Indian group, the Filipino group, the Chinese groups as well. Kiribati was in there as well. Man, so good to see, like, a diverse range of people.
Awesome,
going to Polyfest, yeah. And, man, some beautiful, beautiful outfits as well. Did some work for Tuku. And, yeah, it was fun. It was a fun shoot. And, yeah, that was pretty much me the whole day. Bro, by the end of it, man, I was wrecked. You know, and then got some free food as well.
Oh, you got the freebies.
Yeah, man. We were going around, looking around, like, you know, putting off for some of these what's it called? Like, the food areas.
Yeah.
And then, man, they were like, oh, do you want some food? I was like, yo, hot out.
Out of everything you had yesterday, what would you recommend to people?
There was a place called Kiwi Tucker.
Okay.
And they are selling muscle fritters. And, bro, I tell you, that's got to be one of the best muscle fritters I've had in a long time, man.
It's easy to stuff up a muscle fritter.
Nah, you know what? These guys had the quality muscles, too. Massive-ass pieces. I was like, damn, bro.
Yeah.
The other ones I had to lie about. I was like, man, I'll give you a rating of 11 out of 10, really. Dry ass.
1.1 more.
But yeah, if you guys are out there, definitely pop into Kiwi Tucker and all the other stages as well. It's going off pretty much the end of the week until Saturday, man.
Yeah.
We'll see you there. Now, I've been watching this TikTok little trend going on at the moment. And you know what? These ladies out here, they're treating us like dogs. They're treating us like damn doggy dogs. Okay? There's a trend going on right now where, you know, your missus, your partner, or even just a female is on the phone and she's using words that she knows stimulates us.
Yeah.
And it's not those kind of words.
Mm.
It's like everyday kind of words that, you know, your trigger words that make you like, oh, oh. Because they've done it with dogs, right? There's a trend where they go for a walk.
Yeah.
Want to go to the park. And the dog starts going, oh, 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 oh. Mm. Reggie, we're going to the park. Ruby snacks. Oh, man. That's what I'm talking about right now. What are those keywords that activate you? If you heard those in a conversation, oh, what's going on? Where are we off to? What are we doing? Oh, oh. Because I saw one, and it was so funny. The lady, she was doing the prank on her partner, and she goes, all she mentioned was going golfing. She goes, oh, no, he can't come to golf today. And then, man, this guy was up and at him. Ears were up and going, hey, who, is that your dad? No, I can make it. I'll be there. You know what we're doing, man? We're talking about this TikTok trend right now where the ladies are treating us men like dogs, activating us with some trigger words. They know that just get us going, you know? As soon as we hear that word, we go, oh, whoa, 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 what was that? Because most of the time, you know, we'll be sitting on the TV, we ignore a whole bunch of things going on in our lives. We, you know, we're just enjoying this, sitting on the couch. As soon as we hear one word, oh,
yep. And
I'm activated. What's going on? Hmm? What's that keyword for you? Or what's that one phrase for you there?
My one is, my key phrase is, oh, no, he's just going to do the lawns. Hey, what? Me? Hey. I don't want to do the lawns.
What?
Or, yeah, no, Tim will do that. That's what it is. No, Tim will be there. Hey. I'll be honest to him. My missus hardly ever does that. But, like, you know, like, if that... My mum does that a lot to me. Don't worry. Tim will come and do it for you.
I'm all ears. What's going on?
What do I got to do? No, I'm busy. I've got to sleep today.
These are not my words that I want to hear right
now. Yeah.
My one, man. If my missus mentions anything to do with beer... as soon as I hear that word again... Whoa. What's going on?
Yeah.
Cold beers. Where? What? Yeah. Who? With who?
That's us.
With me? Or not? Another one is KFC.
KFC?
As I hear KFC, man, that's my dad's one too, man. Mm-hmm. If he hears KFC, this is the first thing he thinks about. He goes, whose birthday is it? It just has to be someone's birthday to have KFC. It's real
weird.
Trigger.
Well, I mean, hey, you know, like, if you haven't KFC, is it? This is someone's birthday.
Jack. We're just wrapping up this conversation about keywords or just phrases that kind of just activate us being at the moment, okay? Things that, you know, we're ignoring the conversation, but as soon as we hear these words, what's going on?
Yeah.
Hmm? We've got someone saying, don't ever mention that I can't go golfing or jump on the game.
Yeah, jumping on the game is another one. Nah, he can't jump on the game.
He's busy. Oh, what? Hey, who said that?
Hold up.
What? I didn't say that.
Yeah.
Someone also said, 333s is in here. This is my activation phrase. My parents want the kids for the weekend.
Oh.
As soon as I hear that, you know what? I'm in that same boat, man.
Transform.
As soon as I hear, is it all right if my parents take the kids for the weekend? Have them.
Yeah.
Keep them.
All good.
I'll come and pick them up 2 years from now when they can sober drive me. I like that.
That's a good one. Yeah.
Got a few more here on the text line as well. Someone said, when I hear the word PlayStation,
PlayStation or Xbox or Fortnite.
Anything to do with the game.
Yeah.
What? Yeah, I'm keen. Someone
Sports
said,
is another one. We had someone say, as soon as someone mentions rugby or league or the Warriors, I'm all ears.
Another one. Feet. I don't know what.
That was your own one.
Sorry, I text that one.
Well, you're reading that out of your notebook. Where does that notebook come from?
Oh, that was in the planning. Someone texted on through boil up. As soon as I hear the word boil up, hey, it's like, not even smell it. Nah. You know, you don't have to smell it. All you have to hear it. Yeah, well, I'm coming over.
That's us, eh?
It is time for us to head over to the royal court. All rise for Judge Butch.
Oi, you rise over there. Get up. Ready to go.
All right. How are you feeling now lately over the week?
You know what? I'm ready to throw some people in the cells.
Oh, no.
I'm feeling quite rambunctious.
Well, today, you know, Your Honour, we have... it's time for us to get a few cases in order. It's all about actors, actresses that ruined a specific movie.
Yeah.
I have a few that I do want to mention, but I need to get my bearings in order there. Is that okay?
That is fine. I'm ready to go. I've got a couple of cells open up there.
Oh, my.
Down in the basement.
Gosh.
I've got a couple of basement cells.
Well, we want to put the call out to you as well. 466 on the text line. If you want to chuck some people into the cells. Keyword is Shaq. We're talking about actors and actresses that ruined a movie that maybe it's something that you really enjoyed, but you just couldn't stand that one actor or actress. And all rise. We are at the Royal Court.
Let's go.
We've got Judge Butch in the house today, and if you've got a specific person that you want to chuck into the cells, then this is your time. Today it is all about actors and actresses that ruined a movie or any kind of specific movie, okay? Judge Butch, are you ready to chuck some people into the cells?
Send them my way. Who
now,
have you got?
I have a specific person that I would like to chuck into the cells. I've got my case in order right now, okay? And so, the person that I would like to sentence is Ryan Reynolds.
Okay.
Specifically...
What movie?
For the Pikachu movie. Now, this guy's voice is just not the right voice that I would have put forward for Pikachu's voice. He's just, it's the same voice as the voice that he uses on Croods and a lot of the other animated movies that he uses as well. And to disrespect someone like Pikachu is just... it's an abomination. I agree.
I agree.
Yes, thank you.
He's going in. You get 13 years for every dumb little sequel you've done. Except for Deadpool.
Lighten the sentence a little bit, because Deadpool 3 could be the go.
I'll give you a 2. I'll give you 2 years.
2 years.
And parole.
And parole.
Yeah.
And a chance to at parole.
Okay, I've got someone. You know who he's going to sit next to?
Oh, who?
Jared Leto.
Oh, which movie did he ruin?
The Joker.
Oh, yes.
How dare you? You took that way too seriously. You offended people rats. Things of that sort.
You call it method acting, but...
You're just methodly just an a-hole.
Sounds like you're just on method.
Yeah, there was a different type of method, wasn't it? And we're just taking you to the Royal Court today.
Yes, indeed. It is time to hear from you, the people. All rise for Judge Butch.
Get up. Stand up when I enter the room.
I see you at the back there.
You better get up.
Show some respect.
Ugh.
All right. Well, today it is all about suing actors and actresses that ruined a specific movie.
Mm.
I left it all up to you in the text line. Set the text on 3 to 466.
Our text has come through. Anything that Mark Wahlberg's in.
Come on.
No. Like... No, I agree. You need to go to the cells.
He did ruin Transformers.
You ruined Transformers. You ruined everything you're in. You ruined Uncharted.
He wasn't...
And so did Tom Holland.
That's funny because there is a text here saying, Tom Holland for Uncharted ruined the entire movie.
See?
Why is a British person playing an American actor?
Yeah. You're disgusting.
So, yes, you know what? He can do a few backflips, but he done ruined the movie. You know, don't just get him on because he's good looking and he can do a backflip.
Another one... Oh, sorry. I've got to put the accent on. Probably. Another one is the James Bond guy that's on Mamma Mia.
Sean Connery?
No. Pierce Brosnan.
Pierce Brosnan.
Yeah, that's his name.
He ruined Mamma Mia, didn't he?
He did. Just let it be Mamma Mia.
Mamma Mia.
Mamma Mia.
You're ruining it.
Speaking of Mamma Mia, something's just popped in my brain.
Oh, which one?
What was his name that did the Mario movie?
Oh, yes.
Chris Pratt. You can prat yourself to another movie.
You're ruining the movie there.
Mamma Mia.
Oh, my gosh. Someone's also texted on through Gal Gadot. Oh, Gal Gadot.
Gal Gadot, I think it is.
Gal Gadot. She ruined the Justice League. Oh, my gosh. There is that one meme that I can't shake off, man. It's that... Kal-El, no! Have you seen it?
No.
Oh, man, she's so cringe with that. Oh, so bad. And last one to wrap everything on up. Someone said every single movie that The Rock is in.
Oh, he plays the same character.
Hey, he didn't play the same character on Scorpion King.
Nah.
I believed him, especially with those great effects.
Yeah, he looked different. Yeah. Last one. There's another one that's come through.
Just come on, dude.
The guy that played Zuckerberg, the skinny guy that played, and then he played Lex Luthor.
He ruined Justice League as well as Lex Luthor. That was terrible.
And he speaks like, well, Superman.
Shut the hell up. Shut the hell up. You ruined it. Yeah. What's the sentence on that one?
25 to life.
Electric chair.
Okay, we sometimes, from time to time, we do this toxicity. Mm. Toxicity, as we call it. And it's all about what's the most toxic things. We come up with a topic. What's the toxic whatever trait that's in there? And we list them down.
Yeah. Okay?
Now, today is all about either sports fans or sporting team fans.
Yeah.
Or a sport fan or whatever it is. That, you know, in the stands, they just go out the gate.
Just doing too much.
And I've done my research. I've been to different sporting events.
Yeah.
Just with my mahi. So I kind of can get it. I understand. Okay. And I'm going to go through a couple right now.
Okay.
Okay. And I'm going to see if anybody disagrees.
Mm.
Yeah, I'm just going to do three.
All right.
Number three, I think, is rugby fans.
You know,
more specifically, the Blues. Now, when they're on, they're on.
Mm, mm.
There's people there, there's cheering. And I hope that, you know, the Blues fans, you know, go to the games, enjoy it.
Yeah.
But be consistent. Don't just come when they're winning. You come when they're losing as well.
That's facts.
And that's where, on the flip side of things, on the best, that's why the Warriors fans get it for me.
They're awesome. They've been there from the jump.
Yep.
Very nice.
Okay, the next one, I'm going to talk about those...
the fans that go to cricket games.
Tell me about it, man.
Cricket's a long game.
Yeah.
Cricket is absolutely too long.
I'm tasting boring.
And it's a lot of waiting around. Ah, okay. Here's the thing, Reece.
Let it be known.
We're talking about the worst sporting fans out.
Yeah.
Have you had any occurrences at any games, rugby games?
Here's one of them, okay? This is the fans that are just too much, too much. And that is the State of Origin fans.
Oh, how could I forget?
How could you forget the State of Origin fans? I went 2011, and the abuse that I got in Brisbane when I was walking home, we lost that game too, by the way, was outrageous. It was terrible. But you know what? Those people are too out the gate. Both sides. I'm not picking a side. Yeah. I'm saying both sides of State of Origin. Too much. Too much.
Especially the New Zealanders are the ones that...
Oh.
You know.
You're not even from there, man.
Yeah, relax.
Another
you
one?
Talk.
Yep. UFC. UFC fans. Now, and I went there, and the amount of abuse that gets thrown at the fighters when they're walking back and forth.
Wow, because I wasn't out there. I was back there. Was it hard out?
Yeah, it's too much, man. The amount of swear words and abuse while they're fighting, and it's like it's quiet because everyone's just watching, but then you just hear somebody just say something. It's too much. Calm it down. Toxic as that kind of community.
A text comes through, and this is the one that I agree with more than anything. Okay, soccer fans. Now, I went to the All Whites game to do a story, and my gosh, the amount of swear words in front of kids, like, it didn't really matter.
Come on, man.
These kids are just here watching the game.
Yeah.
Oh, if this, if that. Holy hell. Settle down.
Come on.
I got, like, when I'm trying to film and interview people, people are in the back poking fingers, throwing things at me. It was like,
bruh.
You're not English. You're not English.
This ain't
Manchester.
Green Street hooligans.
Yeah, relax. Okay. And why are you speaking with an English accent? I know you're from Ponsonby, you liar.
You ain't Elijah Wood. It is time for Riggs's Riddly Riddle, okay? I've taken over Gabs's little thing right there, and I did pretty well. A lot of people in the text line got it wrong, and therefore I still remain champion!
Yeah?
With some of the hardest riddles. Actually, I think my ones are harder than Gabs's.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah?
I agree.
Thank you very much. Well, we're back at it again. Hope you've got your Panadol on hand, because you might get a headache too busy trying to think. Too busy trying to think of how hard this one is.
Okay. Don't build it up like it is, and it's not, Regan.
You shut the hell up, okay? And remember, I made this up, therefore you can't Google it, you cheaters. Eh? All right. Are we ready?
I'm ready to roll.
The riddle goes like this. I can be cracked.
Yeah, we already know that. Oh, is this the riddle?
Yeah.
Sorry.
The riddle now.
Oh, sorry.
Okay.
So you're just
try this again.
It's okay, my bad.
I can be cracked, made, told and played. What am I? Eh? And I'm not your missus, by the way. They're being played, by the way, not by the crack thing, okay? That's not what I was thinking about.
Say it again.
Last time, okay? I'm only saying this one last time. I can be cracked, made, told and played. What am I? Okay, we're getting into Riggs's Riddly Riddle, okay? We've got a bit of a riddle here, and you got to solve it. All you got to do is take your Panadol before you play, okay? It's a bit of a headache trying to figure this one out. Your brain power might be... Do not fear, okay? I'm going to read this out twice, and that's all you're getting.
Okay?
I can be cracked, I can be made, I can be told, and I can be played. What am I?
It's not an egg, because you can't play an egg unless you're
unless it's a person.
Unless you're a movie about Regan's life, you can play an egg.
Could it be? Well, a lot of people in the text line assuming the same thing. Is it an egg?
You can't make an egg. Or a chicken can make an egg.
Mm.
You can crack an egg.
You can tell an egg. Hey.
Nah, you can't.
Hey.
Can tell a difference between an egg and a but no. Man, you can crack a joke. Is that what it is? No?
Guess what?
What is it?
You're on the money there, Timmy.
Oh, sorry if I ruined that for everybody. Oh, my gosh, I just...
You get a prize out of the out of Louis' cupboard there.
Oh, let me have a look. I'll be back. You keep talking and I'll go and have
all
a look.
All right, there you go. What are you going to get yourself, my bro?
There's nothing in here, brother.
There's only the stuff you 3D printed.
There's only shavers and shaving foam in here.
A lot of people were saying concrete. No, that was another thing.
Ooh.
You can crack concrete. It can be made. Can it be played? No, that's where you got it mixed up as well.
Okay,
a lot of people saying guitar can be played, can be made, can be cracked, but it can't be told.